Well, first of all, it's always nice to have, you know, come back into the form. And but, you know, to be very honest, we wanted to win a game. This is disappointed the way we lost the game. But credit goes to the Australians, the way they approached towards, you know, their chase. They played our spinners very well. But still, I think the morale is very high. We know that, you know, we can beat Australia. And as a team, you know, I'm very confident as far as, you know, T20 is concerned. We got the best team, and hopefully, you know, the results will be better. Well, the T20 squad is totally different from the one-day squad, and the changes, you know, must be there, and the plans must be a bit different from the one-day format. And as I said earlier, this is a new format, and the team is, you know, totally changed as from the one-day, so it will be a different game altogether. And boys are really ready to get the, you know, the best results out of it. Well, definitely you said the right thing, as you know, because both the teams are heading towards playing a World Cup, and it will be a great chance for every player to just get settled before, you know, before the mega event. And we are really looking forward to get the right combination for the World Cup, and we might try a couple of things, but you know, the first thing would be to win the series and to get the right momentum for the World Cup, because I believe it's always, you know, it's nice to have a momentum in a positive way to get into the mega event. Well, as I said earlier, T20 is a different format altogether. The team is different, and we are positive. I mean, there's no doubt in the one days we were, but I think, you know, the credit should give it to the Australians. They really played better cricket than us, but T20 is a different game, and I believe that I got a very good side with me, and they will produce some best results for the Pakistan cricket. Well, you can say that, but not really. He's a great bowler. There's now no doubt he's performing well for the Pakistan. Unfortunately, the rest of the bowlers are not giving him enough cushion or enough assistance, which it should be. But as a team, I think we are not just, you know, focusing on one bowler or just depending on one bowler. I think everyone has to play his role to win the matches. And I think, you know, all our bowlers are trying their level best to get the best results, but sometimes, you know, things doesn't work for you. Saidazmil is the one who is, you know, really creating problems for any opposition. And I hope and I wish that, you know, some of the others will join him and, you know, win matches for Pakistan. Well, it is, there's no doubt. I mean, T20 is not about, you know, batsman, not about bowler. It is all about, you know, the skill execution. And I think spinners are the one who really doing this job very well in all over the world. Most of the time when spinners come into play, some of the batsmen like to play some big shots and, you know, losing some wickets. And in T20 cricket, once you get a wicket, you always, you know, get the upper chance on the other team. So I think, you know, that's the reason we, you know, as a team, believe on our spinners a lot. Syed Ajmal is one of that. Say Shahid Afridi is, you know, one of the key bowlers for Pakistan. So that's the reason I think, you know, the spinners are playing a significant role in the T20 cricket. Well, I cannot tell you the exact formation at the moment because I haven't seen the pitch yet. We have to go there and then, you know, have to assess the pitch well and then to make the right combination for the tomorrow's game. But yes, it's a great sign for the team that, you know, two of the openers are now in the form. I mean, Nasser has shown, you know, the great success in the one-day cricket, and hopefully, you know, the momentum of his form will carry on the T20 as well. And we got, you know, Imran Azir, who is always, you know, specialist in T20 cricket. So yes, there's a good option for me to, you know, go with the two. You know, I have to decide about this, but I cannot tell you exact thing at the moment. Well, first of all, let me clear you. It's all about, you know, the team effort. It's not about the individuals, and everyone has to play a role for the team. Yes, Umar Gul is a match winner for the Pakistan. He has done a great job over the years. But still, I think, you know, everyone has to play his role to win a game. Not only, we are not depending only on one particular player, like what, you know, earlier asked by, you know, the other person. Like, you know, the Syed Ajmal is the one. This is how, you know, we are not taking it as an individual's game. This is a team game, and everyone have to play a major role to win a game. And yes, Umar Gul is one of those, and hopefully, you know, this time he will again do the good job for the Pakistan.